All right, Uncuff Monday, Failure Stop Podcast Channel, the number one channel where first responders going to be informed and entertained 5 days a week, here with comedian Margaret Owens to break down all the society and culture news tonight. It is a live show on the YouTube, so a couple of people lining up in the chats. Good to see you guys. Today's show brought to you by GhostBed.com/Wolfpack. We also got FactorMeals.com/Wolfpack5. Tonight we're going over self-immolation. It's so hot right now. It's the new trend for protesting. If you really mean it and you're all about it, well, then obviously, well, we'll just go there in a few minutes. Also, we've got David Beckham weirdly, awkwardly suing his friend-ish, Mark Wahlberg, which is not anything new to his fitness company. Terrell Owens did the same thing. We'll break all that down. What else do we have, Josh? Oh, we have the white SUV moms versus the black SUV moms, a new trend on TikTok that we got to cover. And then we've got a TikTok star who passed away, sadly, at 29 years old, had a big, giant weekend at the Tim Pool compound with Tim Pool and friends. So I'll talk a little bit about that. All this and more on today's Failure to Stop Uncuffed Society and Culture News. Hit it, Joshua.
The growing calls across the nation to defund the police.
To end policing as we know it.
Off the charts violence in New York City. 11 people shot in just 8 hours on Sunday.
This is about the police officers, who every single day put on that uniform and they run towards danger when we run away from it.
Guns up, giddy up. David J says, let's do this. Folk around and find out, says, howdy. David Chase has rocked this joint. Ryan Alosa, 1 month until his daughter is born. Congratulations, Ryan. Heather Redden, hey there, Pack. And Batty, howdy, y'all. Johnny says, guns up, get up, Adam Courtier, let's go. A lot of emojis coming out of Mike Ducher. Thank you guys for being in the live chat today. It's going to be a good show. This show could be fire tonight, could it? Could we say it could be fire tonight?
I think so.
Listen, is there anything out there in this world that you care enough about that you would light yourself on fire for? Could you imagine? Like, okay, let me ask you this. What is the, what do you think would be the crappiest way to die?
To be honest?
Yeah.
I used to think this on a hot day with your menstrual cycle on. I used to think, I've been asked that question before, but yeah, that would be a nice thing.
What?
See? Yeah. So a woman, on a hot day, your menstrual cycle is on. Yeah. That's what, oh, seriously. That's the, but now I don't know what, I don't know.
So, not like drowning or like being set on fire, just a really hot day and you're on your menstrual cycle.
Yeah, that's what I used to think. Yeah. So now I would think you sleeping and somebody think you're dead and they see you to the morgue. You're not really dead. You just have a low pulse. That would be a crappy way to die.
Oh, that'd be dark.
Yeah.
Didn't back in the old days, they used to put bells on their fingers, like a line on their finger, and then they would run the wire up to the grave and there would be a bell. And that way, if they weren't dead and they started moving, it would ring the bell. What a Josh, our beautiful producer back there that knows everything. What was the man called in the cemetery that listened out for the bells?
I will find out. Give me a second.
I used to work at a funeral home.
Did you really?
Yeah, I worked at a funeral home. I used to do the hair. And they was talking about how the rigor mort, how people would sit up in the casket and stuff. But they were saying that that was because they didn't just put these things in like, it's like a big tack putting new joints.
So, yeah.
You know, but the stiffness would make them sit up, not they were alive. It's just that they, you know, but I've heard stories about somebody scratching this casket. And they thought they saw somebody move, but.
Yo, I would lose my shit. My mom worked at a funeral home for a while when I was a kid. And I used to go there after school and I would like hide in the caskets. What there wouldn't people in them.
Well, what if they were going to send it? What if they going to send that casket through the furnace or something?
Well, I wouldn't shut the lid.
Oh,
well, I would, but I wouldn't like let it close all the way. Oh. And my mom was a riot in there. It was so fun. Like she'd take me in to see the new bodies and everything like that. Cause they did all the embalming there and stuff. It was crazy, bro. It was crazy. All right. What did you find out for us?
I didn't find the name, but that the saying "Saved by the Bell," that's where that came from.
Saved by the Bell. Yep. Saved by the Bell. Bing, 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 bing. All right. Well, anyway, I think a really shitty way to die would be to set yourself on fire. I think if I was going to kill myself, the last way I would do it is by letting myself on fire. Do you know how painful that would be?
I just imagine if you're going to hell anyway.
Oh, you think you go to hell? Is that what you think?
You're a freak. No. You talking about me?
Yeah. Do you believe if you commit suicide, you go to hell?
Yeah.
Damn.
You shouldn't take nothing you didn't give.
So then you get like a pre-cooking. Yeah. You pre-cook. Gosh, man, that is dark. Have you seen the video of the man letting himself on fire?
Yeah, I saw. Well, I just seen the, like, after he was lit, not the like, before part. Yeah.
Dude, I watched the entire video of him being set ablaze. Obviously, we can't show it tonight. He definitely has second thoughts.
Well, after the fact.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, when they start putting him out, he's like trying to slap out the fire that's like on his nuts. Like his nuts are on fire. Oh. But dude, there's fire like shooting out of his eyeballs in the video. Like his hair is on fire. It is super insane. And now there's this new conspiracy out. All right, just hold on. There is a conspiracy theory already. This guy died via conspiracy theories. So he wasn't pro-Trump, and the back of his vehicle had a lot of Trump and Hillary Clinton are creating a fascist coup, the two of them. Like the back of his SUV has paint or magic marker that says Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are trying to take over the country. It's a fascist coup. A fascist coup. He gave out these pamphlets. The pamphlets, one, they're not really releasing what the pamphlet said. Now, I did some deep diving because I'm from St. Augustine, Florida. Okay. So I went straight to St. Augustine news sources, which are putting out shit that nobody else is putting out about this. Yeah, that's his SUV right there. But they actually showed a picture of the pamphlets. Nobody else is showing pictures of the pamphlets. And here's the thing, like, are we as Americans not allowed to see the propaganda this guy was trying to spread? Like, I want to see what pamphlets he was literally littering all over New York before he self-immolated. So actually on this news site, on the St. Augustine news site, which is the only way you can find it, is if you type in Maxwell Azaleo's name and then you put in St. Augustine news coverage. Like, you got to be very specific. And then this video comes up, which is pretty interesting. I'm going to play it for you guys. Let me know. Of course, in the chats, Ricky Ricardo is in the chats. He says, we love you. I'm sure that's the real Ricky Ricardo. My kids are nuts. We're going to talk about it in just a second, Ricky. Talk about the whole weekend here. We'll talk about it here in a second. Let me play this video really quick for this self-immolation story that we're covering right now. Here we go. In the chats, hit me with a yes if you hear it, a no if you don't. Do it rather quickly.
Neighbors who actually know the man, what are they telling you about him?
Yeah, I'm right here on Davis Street in St. Augustine at the apartment home where Max Azzarello just moved into about 3 weeks ago. And behind me is his car that is still parked before he left for New York. As you can see, there is writing all over it. And in my hand are the pamphlets believed to be the ones that he threw up before he set himself on fire. I had the chance to speak with three neighbors and his friends.
I can't believe he actually did it. That's just shocking. Very shocking.
Yeah, that was crazy. I am like overwhelmed.
Emotions are still running high for Bob Warren, Amanda McAlmont, and Steve Satterfield as they talk about their friend and neighbor, Max Azzarello. They were caught by surprise when they found out he had set himself on fire outside of the Trump trial in New York.
I saw a fire online by Trump, and we knew he was going to see Trump go to the court at Trump. And I saw a fire, and I go, oh, my God, I hope that's not
so that's why I don't think it's a conspiracy, because if you listen to these folks here in just a second, they're actually going to say that he was telling them that he wanted to be a political martyr.
He would actually go and do something like that. I mean, I knew it was about his idea, but I never would have thought he would have took it to that extreme.
The three friends say they last saw Azzarello right before he left for New York, and he told them he had plans to protest.
And then he just got off probation, and then he said, finally, I can go to New York. And he went to New York like a few days after he was on probation. He said he wanted to be a political martyr, and he meant it.
So I want to I wanted to pause that really quick on that. Let me see if I can go back to it. So it showed the pamphlet, which the news mainstream media put out was let me turn that down. Which the media put out was all propaganda based and was like conspiratorial based. But if you look at the actual pamphlet, I'm going to try to pause it right here in just a second. Here we go. Let me pause it. Here we go. It says NYU is a mob front, a brief guide to New York University's most criminal secrets, political revenge killings, which I don't think is a conspiracy. Like, I think that really happens. Honestly, blackmail rings. Yeah, we know that happens. The Epstein list. All right. Ponzi schemes. That's been going on forever. Money laundering, of course. Criminal propaganda. Yeah, I mean, like, that's not too far from the truth. Now, the other one's a little weird. The True History of the World, Haunted Carnival Edition. It says, well, we will know our disinformation campaign is complete when everything the American public believes is false. CIA Director Bill Casey, 1981. I have referenced that Bill Casey's little speech there multiple times. So you go back and read all of that stuff. Maybe I'm wrong though. Bill Casey, was he the one that was exposing like how the KGB would take over the United, or how the Russians would use misinformation and disinformation to take over the United States?
I don't know that off the top of my head. Let me research it real quick.
Give it to me, baby. Anyway, I think that they should have let the American people know that this is what he's putting out there. But yes, obviously, this guy got too far into the conspiracy theory things. I love a good conspiracy theory. I do. I love them. I like to dive into them. I don't believe all of them, and I'm definitely not so into it that I'm going to light myself on fire or anything like that. I'm just fat. It's like, I think it's a weird thing. It's like, conspiracy theories can really cling to mental illness. Like, it can kind of enhance schizophrenia. I had a really close friend that actually committed murder based on the QAnon stuff. A really close friend of mine. I was the last person he talked to right before he murdered his roommate for poisoning him on behalf of Hillary Clinton. There's a little more to that story, though. It's a sad story. I've told it on here before. It's just a very odd story. This guy got really into the QAnon stuff like around 2010, 2009 stuff, and he was telling me that Trump was going to run for president. I was like, dude, you're fucking crazy. But then Trump did run for president, and then he told me that when he worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency, that they came across a dark website that proved that Hillary Clinton was in on a like on something. I don't want to say it on here because I don't want to get in trouble in YouTube's. And then after that, he was like let go. The guy, his commander, was also let go from the Defense Intelligence Agency. And he was calling me and he was like, they're after me. They got a hit out on me. And it was like all this crazy stuff. And then it really escalated up until about 2017, 18. And he hit me up at night and told me that, they were after him and they were going to kill him. And then, at 6 o'clock in the morning, he murdered his roommate and then went completely catatonic in the hospital. So they've actually invited me to go down there to see if he would talk to me. But he's been catatonic since 2018, like completely bedridden, like in a coma-esque state, which is very bizarre, right? It almost makes me want to believe in a conspiracy because, Deadleg, was it the guy that killed JFK, right? He went like completely catatonic in prison, right?
Well, he was killed in prison, wasn't he?
Right, but before that, he said he was drugged, and then he went kind of like catatonic before he died. Am I wrong there?
I can look it up real quick.
It was somebody. Anywho.
I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's just a thought now, right?
Yeah. Let me hear your thoughts.
And my kids be telling me stuff sometimes. They say this is called dark humor.
Yeah, dark humor.
So maybe this is not a good time to say this, but if that guy would have, he's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
If he would have lived, would he have been charged with an arson?
Would he be charged with an arson?
I'm sorry.
She's a comedian. You're allowed to be a giant. You're a dark comedian.
Yes,
like, technically.
Yes, I am.
Technically, you're a dark comedian because you're a black female comedian.
That button, I kind of lighten up a little bit, so I think you got a light switch over there.
Well, I told you that camera's being really wonky. I need to get somebody who knows what they're doing to fix the camera because it keeps changing our shades. I think it absorbs, like, it looks at you and it thinks like maybe you're supposed to be a white person and you're too dark, so it's trying to brighten you up. But then it looks like me and they're like, you're too white of a person. And then it tries to darken me up. And that's why the camera is doing the thing. So. Yeah. I don't know. Does this guy get charged with arson? Maybe, maybe he does. But he would be released on no bail.
Something, wouldn't he?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like indecent exposure.
You get a parking ticket.
Get a parking ticket. But anyways, going back to the whole conspiracy theory thing, the fact that he told these people he was going to go and martyr himself, he's going to be a political martyr. You know, he kind of called it and he went and he did it. But here's where the conspiracy theories come in. All right. Let me play this for you. This is where it gets kind of creepy. Now, I'm not saying I believe this. Listen, Jesus, come on. I don't believe it. I'm just saying I like to hear all sides of the story. Listen, I listened to hours and hours of people trying to convince me that 9/11 was an inside job. Look, I'm like, I will never say 100%. I don't think it was. I'll tell you this. I think 75% chance it was definitely terrorists who hit the building with an airplane. No doubt. And the buildings collapsed. 75%. I believe that's true. Now there's like another 15% chance of me that believes one. Okay. There's 100% chance of me that believes that we knew that was going to happen or could happen. That's my brain is there on the 9/11 attack. Like, I think we knew that that was coming. Just like, I think we know about the one that's about to happen with one of these terrorists, one of these 6,000 known terrorist cells that are working in America right now that nobody seems to be doing anything about. So similar to that, like, I also believe that they knew Hamas was going to hit Israel. They just let it happen because they kind of needed us to get into a war. That goes back to Operation Northwoods. If you're a conspiracy factualist and you want to go and read the declassified information about Operation Northwood. But anyway, let me go back. 15% chance says 9/11 was something else, and a 10% chance. Not even a 10% chance. I don't think there's any chance that it was fake. Like,
so was it? I know the Simpsons.
Yeah. Predicted all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they predict all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
We should do a whole show on Simpsons predictions, like a whole episode.
Yeah.
Want to do that next week?
I think so. I could be Bart. Not Bart. What's the name today? Homer. Oh, Bart. No. But yeah.
There was a couple of Black Simpsons, right, in the show.
Was it?
Well, there was an Indian one for sure.
Yeah.
And there was, but I guess everybody was yellow, so it doesn't really matter. Miss Cleo lives, somebody says. So anyway, well, okay. So Teresa says, oh, hell, tons of cover up at 9/11. Yeah, I don't know what kind of cover up it is, though. I like I said, I think 100% on my, I'll say 90% chance that we knew about it beforehand. I'll go there. But anyway, as far as this case goes, here's where the conspiracies come into play. And this is why people are going a little bit crazy in this case. Let me play this for you really quick.
On this Friday night, First Coast News.
He identified as the person who lit himself on fire in Manhattan. So these are Azzarello's mugshots from St. Augustine. He was arrested twice in 1 week last August for separate misdemeanors. Last year, he also filed a federal lawsuit seeking money from well-known people and organizations.
Here we go.
Besides, Andrew McHugh has been looking into Azzarello's history. He joins us now in the newsroom.
And Andrew, what
is this local news? Not.
Jeannie Anthony Azzarello was arrested for disturbing the peace and criminal mischief. In one incident, St. Augustine police say Azzarello was in a hotel lobby when he threw a wine glass at a picture autographed by former President Bill Clinton. Last year, Azzarello filed a federal lawsuit
against high-profile
people and organizations, including Bill Hillary, the Chelsea Clinton Foundation.
Oh, so he had a lawsuit out against Bill Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. And you know what happens when you start messing with the Clintons, all of a sudden you get suicided. Look, my friend was calling it out like in the early mid 2000s that Hillary Clinton was involved in some shit. And then all of a sudden he goes crazy and shoots somebody. Now this guy's all up on the Hillary Clinton shit and all of a sudden he's suicided. That's what I'm saying. The conspiracy theorists are going. So he has these things out against Hillary Clinton.
Inspired, participated in, and benefited financially from a decades-long fraudulent scheme. A judge dismissed the lawsuit saying Azzarello failed to file documentation. Now, before lighting him.
So he threw it out because he failed to do the proper the proper paperwork. Now, when I was a cop, when I got fired for unbecoming of an officer for opening up a distillery, when I turned in my appeal packet, the woman said she would take it at the front, and that's where I was supposed to give it to her. But I remembered very specifically my lawyer saying, do not hand it to anybody except the civil review people upstairs. And the lady downstairs was like, well, I'm sorry, you can't go up there. You have to give it to me. And I said, well, then I won't leave. And the security guy came by and he was like, what's going on? I was like, look, my lawyer told me. So she called the lawyer. So they finally sent somebody down on the last minute. She said, well, you're late. You've turned this in late. And I was like, no, I've been here for like 45, 50 minutes trying to get it to you. So I can see like how that would drive you crazy, because they tried that stuff. Mm-hmm. Didn't really work in the case that I was in. So I can see why he's frustrated, because that's what they do. They try to postpone things and stall things. And they were doing a lot during COVID to get people's cases thrown out.
Himself on fire in New York City. Police say Azzarello threw pamphlets in the air and left behind a manifesto. Azzarello's Instagram includes conspiracy theory material. The NYPD says it's trying to learn more about Azzarello's past and the pamphlets he threw in the park.
Pamphlets seem to be propaganda-based, almost like a conspiracy theory type of pamphlet. Some information in regards to Ponzi schemes and the fact that some of our local education.
I'm definitely not involved in any of that in this city. I'm definitely not involved in any scheme.
The NYPD says Azzarello arrived in New York earlier in the week. It says his car was.
So I found the picture when this was all going down. Okay. I can't verify the validity of it, so I didn't want to bring it up. But since you tapped into the Bill Clinton.
Yes, right. So that one's kind of circulating around that he had this picture with Bill Clinton back in the day. And I don't like, again, I'm in the same way. That's him. That's Maxwell Aurelio with Bill Clinton, with Slick Willie.
Allegedly.
Now, do you have the burn picture of him after he's been burned up that's been circulating?
I couldn't find the one after. This is in the fact.
In
the middle of it.
Yeah, that's him standing up. I need the after shot. Just type in Max Aurelio on the stretcher. So this is the one that everybody's freaking about. Blurred.
All the ones I can see of him on the stretcher, they were already all blurred. There's
a million of them today. They're out there. They're all over Twitter. But anyway, where the conspiracy theory goes is like there's still some clothing left on him. His boots seem like to be unscathed, and all of his hair is still on his head. In the pictures of him on the stretcher, right? So that's why everybody is like, oh, it's fake. Oh, you know, like this was like a something to distract. Like lots of conspiracies on here. It's really, really, really creepy. And they show the pictures, but I was able to find the pictures earlier on Twitter. Maybe we'll get them up. Maybe we won't. While he's looking for that, though, I just got back from an amazing trip to, I'll say Maryland. Because they're very strict at the Tim Pool compound. You got to send like little NDAs. You got to be very careful, like what you do around there, like a lot of security. But they wouldn't even give us like the address of where we were going. We had to go to a parking lot, sign all the forms, which is exactly how the first time I went to the original Tim Pool compound, I had to go to a restaurant first and then wait and get word. And then they escort you to there. And then you sign a bunch of papers just because like he's got millions and millions of fans, but he also has millions and millions of people that absolutely fucking hate him. And so like they've SWAT called him and he's all these other things, but it's always an adventure this time. I mean, it's always been about my kids. It's never really been about me. Tim Pool's a big skateboarder too. So big podcaster, big skateboarder built this new facility, epic facility, huge. It's got podcast studio. It's got a lounge. I think they're building like a coffee shop in there too. And it's got a skate park, but it's invite only. And they did the grand opening. It was a big trick, invite only, with like $40,000 in prizes. It was crazy. And my kids were like one of like 30 skaters to be there. And so they would be like, hey, we're going to spend 10 minutes on this obstacle. And here's a list of tricks and how much they're worth. So if you do this, it's $100. If you do this, it's $150. If you do this, it's $300. If you do this, it's $1,000. And one of the big prizes was a $10,000 prize for a guy that dropped in on the 17-foot drop-in with a 7-foot vert wall. It's just a straight wall way up. This guy tried to drop in on it, broke his like pelvis, femur, knee. It was bad. It was fucking crazy. It was the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life. But my kids walked away with $400 in big trick money. They were the only kids there. There was one other child there. His name was Cam. You can see him in the back. So those were the only three kids skating in the thing. And it was really, really cool. Tim signed the checks for them and gave it to them. And that was really nice. And there was a lot of pro skaters there hanging out, like legends, just hanging out. Phil Lamonte was there from All That Remains. He was just hanging out. I got to talk to him, talk about my book with him. That was pretty fun. Richie Jackson was there. That was, you know, he's always great to see. Cody McIntyre from Snake Farm, which is, you know, the Jared Taylor from the Drinking Bros. That's there, guys. And Chad, the owner of Snake Farm, was there. I got to hang out with him and got some pictures. So it's just an overall epic, epic weekend. Today's show brought to you by GhostBed.com. While we're about to go on to this next story,
I found it.
Okay, let me see it. Let me see the picture. Actually, you know what? Let's go to the picture. Yes, this is the picture that's circulating. We'll go into it. We'll go into it right after this ad read. By the way, he is technically sleeping on a ghost bed in that picture. Technically. By the way, just got off the phone with Ghost Bed on Friday. Yeah, that was a dark joke, wasn't it? That was dark. That was dark. But you got it, though.
Yes, I did.
You picked up on it.
Yes, I did.
We got a comedy show coming up, too, you and I. Yeah. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Come on out.
Going to come on out. Mother's Day show. So anyway, Ghost Bed hit me up. Looks like they're going to come on with Anti-Hero, working something out there. I always like to air out my business. I don't keep any secrets. But they're also sending me the new massage topper prototype to test it out. And then he might give our fans like a pre-sale on this massage topper. It's a bed topper that has some kind of massage thing going on with it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's supposed to be here like any day. Like, oh, I ordered on Friday, so I guess it'll be here probably on Tuesday or Wednesday. But I will keep you guys updated. But I think the Wolfpack's going to get first shot at it, or one of the first shots at it. So that's pretty exciting. Ghost bed right now. I traveled with my ghost bed pillow, accidentally left it out in the rain. It absorbed the water like a sponge. So I have not been able to sleep on my ghost bed pillow for like three nights. It's been miserable. But by the way, that's the only bad thing that's ever happened with my ghost bed pillow. Don't leave it out in the rain. Terrible idea. 0% down, 0% financing. And that's if you have New York Ponzi scheme credit. We'll say that. I'll be nice today. I don't want to make too many jokes at Maxwell's expense here, but tons of mattresses. Been to the facility myself. Love the place. Beds made in the USA. We love them. GhostBed.com/Wolfpack. Just Wolfpack. Get you 50% off site wide. And then next up, you know, I'm getting all jacked. Looking good, dude. Somebody actually told me this weekend. They said, dude, you are a lot more jacked than what you look like on your podcast. And I was like, one, I can't believe you watch the podcast. Most people listen to it. We don't have a lot of viewers because YouTube hates us. But thank you for saying that I look so jacked. And that's mainly because of jujitsu and factormeals.com/Wolfpack50. I do all my meal planning through Factor Meals. You want protein heavy, which is what I'm on. So you can get jacked if you want to go calorie conscious and start losing some weight. You want to do vegetarian or vegan or whatever. Factor Meals will meal plan it for you. These are chef prepared, fresh, never frozen meals delivered right to you. They're not frozen. They're refrigerated at your doorstep. You pull them out. They come in a really nice prepared packages. You stick them in your refrigerator. You're good to go for the week or for 3 days, 2 days, however many days a week you need your meals. But you can do breakfast, lunch, and dinner if you wanted to, if you're rich. I got five kids. Those meals would go instantly. So I just do lunchtime meals so that I already know what I'm having for lunch every day. It's right after jujitsu. I'm craving 50 grams of protein in my body. I also do the breakfast smoothies, which I hit on the way to jujitsu. So I do the breakfast smoothies in my meal plan as well. So head up factormeals.com/Wolfpack50. Start your meal planning today. Again, meals delivered right to your door. You don't have to drive out. You don't have to cook all your shrimps and your chickens and your beefs and your rice and your beans and then find all your lids and all that garbage. Literally, you just put these things in the menu in the microwave for 2 minutes. And I'm not lying. 2 minutes. It's even in your peasant nurse aid station microwave that you have at the hospital. 2 minutes. All you need. And these meals are ready to go. Super hot, super ready to go. All right, let's go back to this picture on the ghost bed of Maxwell Inferno. All right, so here's the picture. It's going around. He's got a full head of hair. And if you watch the video of him burning up, like even his eyeballs are on fire in the video. It's heinous, super heinous. If you guys want to watch the video, I'll put it up on my Twitter, on my X, which is Eric Tanzi. I believe it's Eric Tanzi or Eric Tanzi official, but you can find my Twitter account. I'll put the video because it's not getting deleted on Twitter. So I'll put the actual video on my X account. It's on Eric Tanzi. But like this dude is like fully engulfed in flames. Either, I don't know, did he put like Vaseline on his hair or something to keep his hair from
That would have fried it. I mean, the grease would have made it cook. But
that's true.
Hair melts, even a wig melts. You can go to the Kobe's and get your food cooked in front of you. And if you got a wig on, it's like, like 2 inches. So that should have.
Remember when Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire?
Yeah, whether it was his or wig, that it would do like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't like. I see why people are kind of like, this is a little weird. Go back to the picture and his boots, whatever boots he has on.
Sell a lot of them.
Well, they should sell a lot of. Yeah.
Yep.
Because they didn't burn up at all.
Yep.
They didn't burn up all. Now here's the other thing, Josh. When you have a burn victim, what do they put on top of a burn victim when he's on a stretcher?
Sheets.
Am I cool or something?
Yeah, they're a burn sheet. Yeah. You don't. I don't know that you would put the straps on his melted skin like that.
So that bitch again.
Unless he's dead.
But still, you would think you.
But he was in critical condition.
Straps again. They would have put a sheet or something.
So I think it's got to be. I mean, to me, I think it's got to be either a fake picture.
There's something weird.
Or there's something weird going on because one, that does not look. Go back to the picture of him on fire. Go back to the picture of him on fire. That's see, him hair, on fire.
Been gone.
Gone, right? Yeah. And
they're going to sell a lot of his hair products that he used and the boots. Watch. I guarantee you. Because they're going to be like, what?
Our hair product is so strong, it'll fight fire. Yeah. And then go to the picture of him on the stretcher again. Dude, it looks like he just got scalded with some hot water. You know what I mean?
It is.
What's your opinion on that, Josh? You're smarter than both of us.
I wonder, this is where I'd like to have Keith ask him, what type of accelerant did they have on his body? Because if it wasn't something that was burning really fast or very hot, they put him out relatively quickly. So they didn't have a whole lot of time to, like,
dude,
it'll burn,
you think they put him out quickly? I thought it took forever.
I thought they were out there rather quickly compared to the other guy. The other guy, the first one at the other one,
well,
at the
embassy,
took a lot longer than this one.
Yeah, but I mean, this one still took like a solid minute and a half.
He was still moving when they were spraying the stuff.
Oh, I know. He was like trying to smack his junk because his dick was on fire. I wonder if it was his underwear that was still on fire.
Still, somebody would have put something on him.
Right? Like a sheet over him or something? Armory Knight says he burned for a full minute easy. That's what it looked like to me. Anybody that's in here is a firefighter. Usually we have Jane here. Maybe we'll do a follow-up on Wednesday about this. I'd like to know, as far as I know, you put a burn sheet over somebody like that. Maybe I'm wrong. I've been wrong before, but also, yeah. So I know that like they put a substance, like a Vaseline-like substance over people when they light them on fire for movies, and that keeps them from like actually burning, like because it's like the substance is burning and it's flammable, but it doesn't get to their skin. Like if you put Vaseline on your skin, you light the fire, you actually won't feel it on that part of your skin for a minute. You know what I mean? I don't think anybody should try that. By the way, don't try that.
I know you put some grease or Vaseline on your hair. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And you straight, you gonna hear that? It's gonna and burn. That's gonna burn your.
Is that what happened to your hair?
No, I have alopecia.
So. I know you have alopecia. Yes. You didn't have to say it and make me feel like an asshole.
I've had people come up to me about to cry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, for what?
About your cancer?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, well, give me the money then. No, that
you should like. Yeah. You should start playing like Sarah McLachlan. In the arms of an angel.
Everybody's so sad.
He's just like holding out a bucket.
Let me get in front of him, everything in line. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Damn, I'll give you some money. By the way, on the Weedify Jiu-Jitsu scholarship for wounded veterans, we are up to just over $300. Got another donation today from Liz. So appreciate that. If you guys want to donate, May 27th is the event. If we raise $1,000, I will be rolling for 1 hour straight with no breaks in a Hulk Hogan Speedo for the whole hour. And if we raise $1,200, conservative Ant is going to fly out from Florida and he will be the last roll of the whole hour. And he will be the one that chokes me out for the finish in my yellow Hulk Hogan Speedo. So any super chat from now until then, whether it's $5, $10, $100, whatever it is, it's all going towards the We Defy Wounded or Disabled Veterans Jiu-Jitsu Scholarship for jiu-jitsu folks to or for wounded veterans to do jiu-jitsu for free. So drop a super chat, and we got all the way till May 27th. Again, we're at like $300 right now. Every show we're kind of pushing that. Deadleg, you put something in the chats. What did you put in there?
Guns and Cafe said that we should look up Project Bluebird. And when I looked it up, I have documents directly from the CIA. So that's what I'm going to be reading this evening when we get done.
What is that about? What is it about?
I have no clue, but it was a document came up from the CIA, and there was a bunch of Wikipedia stuff that came up, and this is declassified stuff from 1950. So fun, light reading material before we go to bed.
Ooh, I'm going to enjoy that. Send that to me too in a texty message for me. Let's go on to the next story real quick, which is also fun. This is a new trend going around the TikToks. Listen, before you tune out, first responders, before you tune out and be like, man, why the fuck do I care what's going on TikTok? Because you're supposed to be all things to all people, for one thing, and your daughters might be talking about this. Your wife might be talking about this. Your significant other might be talking about this. So, yeah, it's every time you move, it darkens us. It's because the computer. No, every time you move, it brightens us up. It's when I move. Other people are going to be talking about this, and you don't need, you have to have something else to talk about other than dead babies and domestic violence. Be a little well-rounded first responder. Try it sometime. It might work. It might de-escalate, since that's the word of the month. De-escalate through telling a story. So let's go into this. What the fuck is this, Josh? What is the black SUV mom, the SUV mom, the white SUV mom? As far as I know, white SUV moms, allegedly on these TikTok trend, the white SUV moms shop at Target. They eat at Chick-fil-A. They shop at Target, drink Starbucks. And the black SUV moms
eat at Bojangles.
Well, yes. And they get their coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. They go to Dunkin' Donuts and they're a hot mess. Go ahead and play these videos real quick for us, Josh, real quick.
We all know about mom subcultures, right? There are the Target moms and then the Walmart moms. There are the Dunkin' moms and then the Starbucks moms. But I unwittingly tapped into a whole new subculture that I had absolutely no idea existed. The moms that...
Oh, it cut off the audio. It was the moms that drive silver SUVs?
The moms that drive black SUVs and the moms that drive white SUVs.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure why it cut it off. But she's done some research. She hasn't completed her research, but she's done some. And she has some white SUV research.
It's pretty accurate.
I completed my research on the moms that drive white SUVs, and I'm really excited to share the results with you. I have found that the moms who drive the white SUVs fall into four categories generally. Again, subcultures within a subculture. First category is the pearly girly. She's the mom who would never buy anything but a white SUV. White is her favorite color. Second classification, the pristine queen. This is the mom that bought the white SUV because it stays cleaner, longer in appearance. Also doesn't show dents and nicks as much. Third mom category would be the hot mom hue. This is the mom that lives in climates, temperatures that are hot, and any other color but white just would not be comfortable. The fourth classification is really a catch-all category. It's convenience and COVID. Depending on what was on the lot at that time or what the best value was, determined whether that mom bought that car. And a lot of mamas commented that there were no other colors.
Yeah. And then the black, her research later goes on to show in the next TikTok that the black SUV moms are the opposite of the white SUV moms. But it's a growing trend. So let me ask you, are you a white SUV mom or are you a black SUV mom?
I'm probably a black SUV mom.
What do you drive now?
A gray.
Great. Well, great. You're like right in the middle.
I think white would, she said it stays cleaner longer, but I think it was.
Well, they show that black SUVs do get dirtier faster. the dirt shows up on black faster. I don't know why.
Oh, it's like it was, I don't know. It's like it would show up on a white car.
Yeah, no, they say the black cars get dirtier faster.
It's just like when it snows and the mud and stuff, the snow and mud get on the car.
Right, I think it shows up more on a black SUV. Really? Yeah. I mean, that's what they say. What am I to know? I'm a black. But the funny thing is, we have a black Jeep Cherokee, and I have a black Jeep Wrangler as well. So we're definitely like a black SUV, but we have a silver minivan. So, but we're about to buy a black, like one of those black big vans, those big caravans that hold 12 people. Mm. That's what we're buying next. And we're definitely getting it in black. Definitely getting it in black. Because we keep taking all these long trips. We'll be in Florida next week, May 2nd, for the anti-hero after party at Street Cop Training. So if you're around Mulligan's in Kissimmee, big live show there. We'll have a table set up, live podcast. I think starts at 7:30. Doors open at 5:30, and the event goes on to like 2 in the morning. Lots of suds, lots of brewskis, all the things, all the accoutrements that goes with a live show. Come out and hang out. Tyler from Anti-Hero Podcast. You got me. I'm going to be there. We got some jiu-jitsu guys that are going to be there. We got Joe Gilmarty, vice president of the FOP, Conservative Anthony coming up, and many, many more. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Mulligan's in Kissimmee on Thursday night, May 2nd. We'll see you guys there. All right. Well, anyway, ask your wife or your significant other, your daughter or your husband, what they think you are, or what they are. Are they a black SUV mom or not? I'll put a little poll up on our Instagram page. See how many black SUV moms we got in the group versus the white SUV group. Last story of the night though. Here we go. David Beckham suing Mark Wahlberg. Now, this is an important story to me. Because when I first wrote my book, which is coming out in January, Pig Latin, A Seriously Funny True Story, should have something any second now. By the way, just got invited onto an epic podcast for the book, epic podcast. But I don't want to talk about all that stuff. You guys know I like to air out my laundry, keep it secret, but I'm not allowed to talk. I'm so excited. I want to talk about it. Kiefer is in here. Okay, let's take a quick hot break. Keith, are you by your computer? Are you able to jump on this podcast right now by chance? Yes or no? If not, I'll just ask it to you and you could type it. Are you able to jump on right now? Yes or no? Just hit yes or no in the chats. Kiefer. While we wait for him to respond, because he might be behind. He says, give him 4 minutes. All right, you have 4 minutes. We'll jump on and we'll break this down with you. Take your time.
Ask
okay.
A question while we're waiting on him.
Huh?
I ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so when you're talking about the
jiu-jitsu,
what is the age that is too late to be considering jiu-jitsu?
I don't think there is an age, because a 74-year-old woman who weighs 80 pounds fucked my life up about 2 months ago. She choked me so bad that I had to drink a milkshake for 3 weeks. But it's for everyone. It's for everyone. You can go as easy or as hard as you want. Go slow, but it's a great stretch. It's like a free chiropractor, actually. Mm-hmm. One more night matter says he needs the link. Josh, if you can send him the link, that'd be great. But anyway, so this book, my book's coming out. Huge book deal. Massive book deal. Signed it. Ready to go. They just don't want me to release it to you guys until they have the website and the landing site. The book comes out January 1st. But we're trying to do, like, it's all going to come out at one time. Beautiful website. You'll be able to pre-order. This is a massive publishing company. Once I tell you who the co-author is, you guys are going to shit your pants. When I tell you who my agent is, you shit your pants. It's awesome. I'm telling you, the whole thing is awesome. That's why we're getting the big giant 12-passenger van, so I can do this book tour, the whole nine yards on it. But the first person ever reviewed my book, And you'll know who this person is as soon as I get all this stuff together and I can release it all in one. But he said, and you guys all know who this guy is too. He said, this book was so funny. If it gets a movie deal, Mark Wahlberg has to play your part, as in my part. Like, that's what this famous person that reviewed my book so far, he said it was hilarious. And he said, if this book gets made into a movie, Mark Wahlberg has to play my part. So that's why this story that I'm about to put out for you is important to me. David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg in his Fit 45 endeavor here. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead and put the article up, Josh. This is This is David Beckham suing former friend Mark Wahlberg for an £8.5 million loss following a Source Fitness deal. So being that David Beckham, so Mark Wahlberg made a gym and made a fitness regimen. You do it before you go to work, whole nine yards. It's a, you know, whatever, fitness shit. But he had like all these celebrities in on it to promote it. And I think he was supposed to pay them like $1.8 million a year or something of the, to that effect. And they weren't paying out. Now, Terrell Owens has sued them in the past over this. There was a law, a civil suit that I think they had to pay out Terrell Owens. And but now David Beckham's on this. But the crazy thing was, is that David Beckham and Mark Wahlberg were kind of close buddies, but they didn't pay. They didn't pay up. Now look, in this industry, tracking money down is really hard. I've done so many things and it takes months and months to get a check from ads. I know when we first started our podcast, we had ad agencies. We don't have that problem anymore because we have GhostBed that just pretty much fronts the whole thing. And then we have other smaller sponsors like Factor Meals and Wellness Company. And then we have a Manscaped comes on every couple months. But when we were like having to sell out 4 or 5 ads, and then you guys complained because there's too many ads in the show. See how much we love you. We fixed it. But tracking down that money was insane. Some of those people were like net 90, as in they didn't have to pay you for 90 fucking days. It was insane. Did we just have Keith jump on?
Yeah. Before Keith, we get too far into the one, do you want me to bring him up?
Bring who up?
Keith.
Yeah. So I said, is Keith here?
Yeah.
Bring him up.
There he goes.
Keith. Good evening, Sam. From One More and I'm Out of Here podcast. Also does the sports show on Thursday nights here on the Fetish Top Podcast Network. You guys know who he is. We got a firefighter question. We got this self-emulator. We got some conspiracy theories that have generated, rightfully so, right? He was he had a lawsuit out against Hillary and Chelsea Clinton for some Ponzi scheme shit and maybe some mob dealings in New York. You know, that is strange, right? He's going after Hillary Clinton. A little weird. You know, anybody that is anyway going after Hillary Clinton and the Clintons, they get, may or may not, something happened to them about it. I don't want to get kicked off of YouTube here real quick. But now what they're saying is that this picture is the big picture that everybody's, Teresa Flober says, Tansy, love, Manscaped is for your balls, dear. You used it on your wrong head. I don't have it. That's Margaret's got the shaved head.
Wait, read it again.
She says, Tansy, love. Ooh, I love that. I love it when girls call me love too, by the way. I know they're not being flirtatious, but in my brain, you're flirting. You're flirting. Tansy love. Ooh, Tansy love. Manscaped is for your balls, dear. You used it on the wrong head.
You sound like Mrs. Doubtfire right there.
Well, Teresa, I don't see Teresa as a Mrs. Doubtfire. I see her as more of like a beautiful English country maid.
Can she see you?
Yeah, she sees. I guess she sees it right now.
So she knows what she's talking about.
I don't know. I maybe she thinks you're Eric.
She didn't say Erica.
listen. Good day, Teresa. Nice to meet you. Okay. So here's where the conspiracy gets funky. This is the picture released. All right. Well, first, show, have you seen the video of this dude burning alive? You're a fire chief, ex-fire chief, whatever it is. What's a fire chief? Always a fire chief. I get it. We don't need to go into all that for time's sake. Have you seen this dude as a professional fireman of some kind that you are? Have you seen the video of this guy self-emulating?
Yes. One of the most mortifying things I've ever seen.
Really?
That's pretty freaking graphic right there. And it was actually, pretty bad, right? I got to see it off of one of your stories. Or your reels or whatever, because I didn't see it before that. Because by the time I got there, it was taken down.
Yeah, it got taken down. So I'm going to put it on X tonight, so you guys can go over to Eric Tansy X. Is that what my X is, by the way? My Twitter, my X. I don't know what to call
Tansy
it.
Tansy_Eric.
Tansy_Eric. At Tansy_Eric. There it is. If you want to go, my X. I will post it there here shortly, right after the show ends. I have the video on my phone. I will post it. It's horrific. It's pretty gory and gross. Now let me show you this picture. This is the picture circulating of him getting onto the ambulance. We need to know if it's real or not.
Yeah, I mean, it's very plausible that that's real. That looks real to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why does he still have a whole head of hair?
It's just, it could be dependent on where. I mean, obviously, you look at the rest of his body. Most of the burning was happening, in his torso and down. Not all of his hair. I guarantee the ends are singed, but.
Go. Show the picture. Show the picture of him on fire. Well, you're the expert. I don't want to try to sway you, but I mean, he's the whole fucking thing. He's on fire.
Yeah, but okay. You don't know how long actually that little snippet in time is, because with your video, I saw the cops coming over with the dry chem extinguishers. Seemed pretty quick. I mean,
it was easily over a minute.
I'm only catching that much time. I mean, just
looking at fire. He was on fire, walking around for like 25, 30 seconds, and then he was on the ground for another 10 or 15 seconds before they even came over there. I mean, it had to be at least a minute.
So I've only seen.
Yeah, Armory Knight says he definitely burned for over a minute. Okay, but now let me ask you this. Would they not put like a burn sheet over him? They would just put those straps right onto his melted skin like that?
Well, they probably should. I mean, they were probably just trying to get him straight to the ambulance and do the sheets there. But I mean, yeah, ideally he would have some type of burn sheet over him. But again, it's all context. I don't know. I don't have a full scope, but.
But that looks like a real burn victim. Like, you don't think he would be more burned than that?
So, like, your skin will turn white like that. Like,
yeah.
Stark white. And then as time, as minutes go by, as he's in the back of the ambulance or whatever, you'll see it start to turn.
What color does it turn then?
Burgundy.
It'll start, it'll start turning dark and it'll start shrinking. Everything, the skin will start contracting. Oh, yeah, it's nasty.
Super painful too.
But yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. Like with having the hair there, and again, not having full context of the actual video, but I have seen bodies that look like the bodies, not the head necessarily. But
right, but his head is pretty charred black.
His Air Force Ones look good though.
Well, so in the video, like his eyeballs are on fire.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Like you can see fire shooting out of his eyeballs. Like that's the one part that's very vivid to me.
Life is full of choices, apparently, and I don't understand what stance that you have to, how strong a stance you have to go to that length. I don't give a shit. I'm not that strong behind anything to set myself on fire. I can tell you that.
Me neither.
You wouldn't set yourself on fire for the Cincinnati Bengals?
Nope, sure would.
Hey, you set somebody up for fire for not yourself.
I lived in a world of misery. And it felt like I was on fire for years. So
have you ever worked on like a burn victim?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
we actually just had a lady douse herself in gasoline like a week and a half ago, three shifts ago. She didn't light herself, but she was threatening to.
I found a video of them putting him on the stretcher. He's out. He's out, but it's just be forewarned that it is moving him, just so everybody understands.
Okay. Disturbing footage. Here we go.
Oh, so they got the. Okay. Oh. Oh.
You see how his arms are like this?
Yeah.
So that's his muscles are already starting and all the tissue's starting to contract. Let's just hypothetically say that. I mean, I know he was alive, quote unquote. He was, but he wasn't. Physiologically, he was. But even if he tried to straighten his arms out, it wouldn't have worked. He just split his skin like a turkey breast.
Whoa. So you think he's pretty much out there, pretty much dead there?
He's in shock. I mean, because I know he lived for a period of time after that.
Right.
And ultimately died. His body's in shock. I mean, he's alive physiologically, but he's... Yeah, he's in shock. At that point, he's not feeling anything because he's burnt through all the nerves.
Whoa. Mm. So they burn through all the nerves and they don't feel it?
Yeah, at that point, you hit a period where you don't feel any pain at that point.
Whoa.
And and it depends on how much of that gas, and probably what killed him is his airway swelled shut because he probably inhaled all the hot gas / flame.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the accelerant was. Probably gasoline though, right?
Yeah, tightwad motherfucker is probably gas.
What would you do? What would you use?
Kerosene.
I'd use kerosene just to be different. Everybody uses gas nowadays. What the fuck?
Dude, so trendy right now. These rookies lighting themselves on with fire. No way this guy could live through something like that. No matter what, right? Like, yeah, you're pretty much toast. Yeah, can you play that? Are you able to play that video right there, Josh?
Or is that? I can play because I was trying to time out the exact timing of how long he was on fire. But beside him, there are the cans. It looks like paint thinner or something along those lines.
Oh, you're right. It does look like paint thinner.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know how much we can play without being taken down. Honestly,
yeah, don't play it. Don't play it. Don't play it. Don't play it.
He's more of ahead of his time than I thought. Then never mind.
Yeah. It looks like that's what he was using was 99% isopropanol. Patty Betty said she would use chafing gel. Do you just have chafing gel laying around, Patty Betty?
I call that Gold Bond, and I don't think that's flammable.
How long is it before he, dude, look at him kicking down there. We can see it. You guys can't. Yeah. But you like see him down there kicking and everything. And then he like pats. Oh, yeah. Look at him. Like,
man, he still got his hair though. I still don't get it.
Dude, there's no way he would have his hair. You can see it down there. Can't you, Chief?
I cannot. No, I can't see it.
You can't see it on Josh on your computer screen on the very bottom.
Nope. Not on my end.
Oh, that's gay.
Because I'm not an admin. That's why.
Well, somebody needs to make you an admin. Well, I don't know if we're allowed to have any more admins. We have a million admins on here.
I don't.
Anyway, do we have the timestamp on that, Josh? Are you still timing it? He's still on fire as we're talking. He's still on fire, dude. That's well over a minute.
That is crazy to me, though. I mean, just listening, you kind of time it out. I mean, that's crazy to me. That picture of the
fully engulfed in flames.
Is that a?
That's him.
No, the person running right now trying
to. Yeah, that's him. And yeah, that was the other thing. If I saw somebody burning up and do that, I would have taken off my pants and my shirt and ran over and started beating the shit out of him with it. My mom saved our house and got like third degree burns on both arms because she took her shirt off. And I think she had two shirts on. She took like her sweatshirt and then a t-shirt underneath it. And I'll never forget it. Like I ran into the kitchen. My mom was like, "Ah!" Two-handed beating on this fire with her shirts. And she got it out. She beat the fucking fire out, dude.
What was on fire?
I think it was my bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Yours. That was, yeah. She was making a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. And I think it was a flash fire in the pan. She beat the fuck out of it. We still had to replace all the cabinets from smoke damage, but yeah, good she was going nuts on that thing, dude. Screaming too.
Ah! You can't take my house.
But it burned up her arms real bad.
Mm. I got the meter. I can imagine. I could see it. I could see it.
So what's the best way to put somebody out? If you see somebody do this, if somebody self-immolates in front of you, what do you do?
Essentially what you just said. I mean, anything that if you have a jacket or whatever, you throw it on them, get them, you roll them, but you're trying to smother that. Now with that much accelerant, I don't know that's going to work.
Okay. Look how much good luck.
Catch yourself on fire.
Yeah.
So from the time he set himself on fire,
candles.
From the time he set himself on fire till the first person came up with that jacket, it was 45 seconds.
And the jacket didn't do shit.
But his body at this point, here, I'll pull it up. At this point, his body's pretty much out. The thing onto the right that's laying down on the ground, that's his body. All the fire on the left is where the accelerant, wherever that was kept, the book bag, whatever he had, the pamphlets, that's what's still on fire.
Oh,
so when they're running up, he's pretty much out at this point.
Oh.
And then the person puts the body or the covers him with the jacket and smothers with the last little bit of it that was.
Now and with his crotch. The
people come up. Well, this crotch has the only thing that has anything left to burn. All of the clothes is already burned off his body and his legs. So if we would go back and look back at the other picture that we had, the only thing that was left was stuff around his crotch. So everything else had burned off. So I'm assuming, or my guess is that's where accelerant's still at. So that's why that was still burning. Everything else.
So he was eating that with his hands. Does that mean he could feel that fire? Because he was like,
I don't know that he was beating him or if it's involuntary, like his body's going into shock and it's shutting down. Kind of deal too.
I would go with that. I would go with that. The latter. And I don't know how serious you guys were. I jumped on late. I don't know how serious you guys were about this, but if his crotch was the last thing it was on fire, well, then it's very apparent that he doesn't manscape.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I shave my crotch region. So if I ever catch on fire,
it's called what? What's man? You said
manscaping. You don't know what manscaping is?
No, I was trying to figure out what the lady was saying earlier, but what is that?
Well, she says that Manscaped is a company for men that helps you shave your balls.
Oh.
And your butthole.
She said, oh.
Like special razors and shavers. So she thinks that because my haircut is so ridiculous, my mullet, that she thinks that maybe I tried to use my ball trimmers to trim my own haircut, I think is what she was going
it's
after.
It's a razor.
Yes. And it's like a lawnmower shaver. Mm-hmm. It's got like a little LED light and it charges up and yeah, there we go, right here. And it's got all these, yeah, see it right there in the middle?
Nicely done.
Go back. Right here.
So it gets all the hair off.
Yeah, you just burn, and it has non-nicking technology, so it doesn't nick your balls as you're like.
I might need to try that because I'm trying to tell you, I cut my head about 3 inches on the side and it was bleeding. It was bleeding, dripping out. I was like, oh my God.
I'm so glad you asked me to come on, Eric.
I would use a big razor. I won't ever use a big, but the Venus Gillette.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, but I might try that. I won't tell nobody though.
Maybe just Manscape have a woman's thing in there. Do they have like women's?
It says that you can't use it for women
because the ball buddy doesn't work. I can do that with an eyebrow archer, ball buddy doesn't, little hand thing,
yeah,
it doesn't work. So, I'm okay.
For those of you who are just listening, you don't watch, Margaret has zero hair, she's completely bald, and so we're talking about how she gets her head so smooth,
like a milk dug.
It is like a milk.
I'm the original Cadbury egg.
Like whenever I see you, I instantly salivate for Cadbury eggs. Milk. Oh my God, that's awesome. guys, this has been really fun. Hey, thanks, Keith, for jumping on for us. Ted Lake, thank you for helping us. For everybody in the chats, Wayne, Batty Betty, Tyler S, Armory Knights, Chili Billy, all you guys in there, thank you for tuning in. Catch a Tuesday night tomorrow for True Crime Tuesday. Huge political Wednesday show that we have. I mean, there is so much going on with Israel and Iran right now and Hamas. We have the Trump trial that we've got to break down on Wednesday. It's just, it's getting out of control. Lots of other things that are going on. What else is popping off right now that we got on the books for Wednesday? Josh?
Oh, you hit my brain just went.
I know. I have no idea. We've been having notes all day back and forth. There's a lot going on. So, what was the one that we literally just added? I'll just go back to our text. So
yeah, that's what I was doing. Oh, that was the set on fire guy.
Convenience store. Yeah, it was the Department of Justice. It's a crazy story. We're gonna have it all broken down for you guys on Wednesday. But Biden's Department of Justice is suing Sheetz because of their discriminating against people who have a criminal record, and they've been told that they have to get rid of the criminal record part of their application. And they refuse to do it. And so literally it's being on mainstream media. It's being sold to us as Biden's Biden's Department of Justice suing Sheetz for discrimination because they won't hire criminals. And I guess, Biden had quoted that he said, we have to hire criminals. So we're going to have all of that on Wednesday to break down for you. We'll figure out what the headline is versus what the truth is. But yeah, very bizarre news story that kind of broke out this week. Also, nobody's talking about this on mainstream media. We're going to hit it a lot on Wednesday, but Niger, where those Green Berets were killed by those hundreds of militant, terrorists. And the video is disgusting. It's terrible. It was a very, very sad story, but it was a bunch of Green Berets that were killed in Niger, Africa. It's spelled like something different, but it's pronounced
If Jay was here, he'd probably tell you what it's
And but this happened in Niger, Africa, and now Niger over the weekend has kicked the United States out of Niger. It says, get out, get done. We've been doing operations over there and around Djibouti for a very long time. And they this weekend said, get out, you're done. And rumor has it, Russian troops are moving into Niger. So anyway, we're going to break it all down on Wednesday. There's a lot unfolding there, so we have to unpack it all. We don't want to give any fake news or bad news. You know, we keep it fun and flirty with society and culture, but Wednesdays we try to take very seriously because we don't want to be misleading. We want to give you guys, we want to be this like the counter to mainstream media. We don't want to be part of the propaganda train, so we try to do as much independent, quote unquote, independent journalism as we possibly can. Let me get in Djibouti. Niger. Let me get in that Niger Djibouti. Woo. I'm getting close. We're flirting with the line there.
I like to thank Benita for getting on too. I think she's
on. Oh, is Benita on tonight? She's on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Benita, she's on earlier. Good to see you on there, Benita. We appreciate you. Benita Morgan, there she is. There she is. I don't know. Listen, I was at that Tim Pool thing. I like to do accents all the time. But Richie Jackson's accents were like New Zealand and Australian, then redneck, and then New York. He had every accent while he was emceeing that thing, and I have not stopped talking like that since I left that event. Got stuck in my head. So it is manifesting in tonight's show, and I apologize for that. But great event. Go and follow my kids, Tansy Fam, on Instagram if you guys want to see the pictures of the Tim Pool event. You guys will love that. Check out One More and I'm Out of Here podcast. You can hear more of Kiefer. And then, of course, on our sports show on Thursday. Do you guys know what you're covering this Thursday on sports?
We got the NFL draft coming up, and then there's some baseball news. And
well, there's a boxing news too. I'd like to hear the take. Why was that guy so hated? And he won. He was an ultra underdog for this week, and he won. I guess there's a so like everybody's been saying that like crack. It's the crack. It's the cocaine. I don't know. Maybe you guys will break that down. I don't know what the fuck
NYPD about. Had a big old hockey thing too.
Oh yeah,
NYPD hockey. FDNY had a big old hockey match.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And they actually they presented Dave Portnoy with some statue because
of that's cool.
him sticking up or raising money for that cop's family, which I thought was awesome.
That's really cool. That's really cool. So that's on Thursday right here on the Failure Shop Podcast channel. Then we have our case breakdowns with myself and Tyler from Anti-Hero Podcast on Friday. Big week this week. Stay informed. Stay in the know. The more you know, it's half the battle. Something like that. Until next time, for myself, Margaret Owens, comedian Margaret Owens, Josh Deadleg, Kiefer for One More and I'm Out of Here podcast. I'm Eric Tanzi. We'll see you guys tomorrow night on True Crime Tuesday. Guns up. Giddy up.